Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value Surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Cavs lost a close one to the Rockets last night, and in doing so, Şengün hit his free throws. Darius Garland missed 2 of 3. The only two I believe he's missed in clutch situations this year out of 15 attempts, and that led to people talking and having the same conversation about Darius. Did he choke? And Darius's clutch factor.
I mean, it is a theme of Darius, though, is that we've talked about it in the playoffs before, and when we try to replicate the biggest moments or the biggest games, I should say, because I don't love if you're throwing the clutch stats out there today, it is wildly disingenuous, and you know what you're doing if you're doing that.
Defending a player who's really, really good and has actually made big shots this year?
No, because the clutch stat is very, very faulty.
Okay, but it's at least an attempt to address something, as opposed to he just doesn't have the clutch gene, which is... you've at least got a stat with a clutch versus...
The problem is it's such tiny sample size. And, like, you can find this for anybody. Like, earlier today, Steph Curry, with 50 seconds left in a game in the fourth quarter, is 0 for 12 on three-pointers. It's a real number. You can look it up. It exists. Like, you can find it for just about anybody. I found LeBron's numbers clutch stats.
I'm curious. Like, what are people doing if they're mentioning clutch stats?
No, you shouldn't be mentioning clutch stats, is the whole point.
But if you're bringing
clutch stats into it, it is a wildly disingenuous stat.
Well, but isn't the conversation about the clutch gene in itself a relatively weaponized and occasionally disingenuous conversation?
It can be, but I think the difference here is that clutch stat alone, in my opinion, that clutch stat alone takes an account for a game against Washington, meaning the exact same as a game against the Rockets, a game against the Raptors, meaning the exact same as a game against the Celtics.
Statistically would look that.
But the problem with Darius is it's never been a conversation about whether he could do it with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter against a bad NBA team. The problem has been with Darius is, does he do it when the stage is the brightest? Does he do it when the teams you're playing are the very best? And that's why I feel like it's trafficking in an area that I just wouldn't traffic in.
I just think the wild thing about what you're saying is Darius hit a huge three to pull them ahead by two last night within 2 minutes.
Hold on, I haven't even said anything one way or another.
No.
That was a free lesson for Darius. I'm not making a big deal about it, and I didn't say he choked or anything.
Yeah, I don't know why you're getting defensive, but I think my point is, speaking to the conversation, it's so weird to put it all on the two free throws when you got back into that game, because of a huge shot for Darius within 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's so funny, like the choke conversation, I get that the last two free throws, the three free throws came last, but I don't know how that supersedes within 2 minutes hitting the big shot to put you up by two. You know what I mean?
Do you think they wash? Is that the point?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're both really important. You know, like
they can be.
And I just think like so to me the Darius discourse is just wild. Now, knowing where I was, you know, what, 3 years ago, where I said, you know, I don't want to give up Darius for Donovan, but if I had to, I probably would. And knowing the fury that created, to then watch the conversation evolve last year, where he didn't become a villain, but there were some villain things there with how people viewed him, to this year, I mean, the dude's been fantastic, and he has taken over 4 or 5 games of your wins. He has been your closer, and he's been the reason you've won. So I guess, so it's not to say, that was awful last night. You can't miss free throws, especially if you're a 90% free throw shooter. But there does seem to be a contingency of people who continue to linger on last year and linger on the playoffs. And I just don't know I don't put last night on the level of OKC or Boston. That's a really good team in Houston. They are.
It's a good team. No, but, I don't think they're on the level of OKC or Boston. But it was an important moment, for sure it was.
Yeah, but I don't.
I don't think people need to hang on to it forever. It feels like a lesson. That's all it was for me. It was a lesson. It was like, all right,
what's the lesson? I'm curious.
The lesson was you got to have a big time moment. You didn't live up to it, but that's a learning experience for you. Like in my opinion, it's one of those games that is in that area that you get very few opportunities in the regular season to have that you can say, okay, that replicated what you'll have in a postseason game. And so he didn't pass that test. It doesn't mean he won't pass the test in the postseason. It just means last night you get to learn from it.
So to cycle back to that, then what do we count with that 3-pointer then with 2 minutes to go?
No, that counts. That was a big shot.
No, I'm just trying to figure it out because I don't think you're doing this. So I don't want to make it seem
I'm not. No.
I just the Darius discourse is in a really weird spot for me. He's an all-star. He has been fantastic this year. I kind of think that the big shot with 2 minutes cancels out the 2 free throws. You're not in that spot without Darius. So
if we're being honest about it, I was more mad about Donovan taking the shot with 4.5 seconds left than anything.
Yeah, I mean, I was more troubled with them with their response to physicality last night, and I think they lived a little bit in it, and I think that benefited Houston.
Yeah, I mean, Shengun bullied the hell out of him.
And they were right. Like, yeah, a lot of those things were foul. The Jared thing was a clear foul, and I don't know how you don't call that. At the same point, you don't control the refs. You don't control the calls. You control your reaction to it.
I got so much of that ref Zoom call where it seems like he's making a Zoom call.
Yeah.
I got way too much of that in the final 2 minutes of that game last night. That was so annoying.
It was the ref show. What was it? 4 reviews?
Yeah, Donovan admitted to the call, and then they still, the Cavs challenged, and they're like, okay, Cavs, you're right here.
Yeah.
So, Donovan admitted it was a foul.
So it was just, that was a weird game last night. And it's so funny, like, I almost throw the whole game out. Because there were just so many fluky things. You clearly are not 100% right now. Guys are not where they need to be. That's a fair conversation. But Shengun getting away with stuff you don't get away with in 90% of games. Darius missing 2 free throws.
You probably shouldn't have been in the game to begin with anyway, if we're being honest about it. You go enter the fourth quarter, you're down 11. You had a 19-0 run in a 7-minute stretch where the Rockets didn't hit a single basket. It's just like, that type of thing doesn't happen. And it wasn't because it was great defense. I'd love to be like the Cavs played great defense in that 7-minute stretch. The Rockets just were launching threes and just missing them.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so we talked a lot about this. That was an IQ test, and the Rockets didn't pass. But no, I mean, I kind of came away from that game thinking that I didn't have a negative feeling on Darius. I do think, like, the bigger picture conversation, listen, it's fair to say, can you do it in the playoffs? There's just so few regular season games that you can answer to what happens in the playoffs. And even then, like, I tend to believe when it comes to undersized guards, I tend to think that they're a product of their environment more than anybody on the court because they have, I mean, it's just such a long and active NBA now and athletic beyond means and skilled beyond means. Like, even then when it comes to Darius, like, okay, we're talking about Darius in this context. Well, the Cavs haven't done anything to make the context around him better. So I already kind of am going at this with even if this game did matter, well, the problem 3 years ago with these two dudes and how you shut them down is the same thing, and they were just able to do that at points last night.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I just
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I expected last night for me to have a different emotion. I expected after he missed the free throws, because you know I care about the regular season games. I do. I know I am very much a I'll see you in the postseason, but I like getting excited for these games. But mm-hmm. I was surprised. I thought it was going to be kind of like a reaction you have after, if Class A blows game 39 to the Red Sox in the ninth. You're like, well, let's get fired up and talk about what happened. And that stunk for X amount of reasons why. That might be the closest you can come to blowing a game in the NBA, that exact situation. But I just didn't have it. And I think it's because Darius was so good. I think it's because that fourth quarter, they did fight back. They mm-hmm. clawed their way into the game. They were in a spot they probably shouldn't have been in that 19-0 run. And I just didn't have the same enthusiasm to go ahead and be like, this is all on Darius. Like, Darius is trying to make a play, and a 90% free throw shooter isn't going to miss those often. And I'm just willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, which I think is a growing spot for me and Darius.
Yeah, and I think, and by the way, I think you're right. Like, I thought some of the criticism I heard of him was just like, what are we doing here?
Well, but even to the clutch stat stuff, like, he doesn't need that defense.
Yeah.
Even if I don't agree with the defense, he doesn't need that defense.
Well, but okay, in the same stat, we're not holding Evan to the same level. If Evan misses two or three free throws and you lose, we're not doing the meltdown. Is he clutch? Is he not? Right? If Donovan does it, we sure as hell aren't doing it. And by the way, Donovan being clutch in the playoffs has been a huge conversation to a ridiculous point. But, you know, it's just weird. I just think the Darius discourse, I think you're closer to where I am, which is, hey, he played a hell of a game. You're not anywhere close to being in that game, if not for his 26 points. He made a big shot late in that game. He just didn't miss the two gimmies. Okay. All right. Not ideal, but not like this. It does feel like there's this knee-jerk reaction, and I really do think it's tied to last year. I still think it's tied to the trade demand. Did he demand a trade? Did he not? I still think for some people out there, I don't know if you're all the way in with the Cavs. It's almost like he's become the new Donovan, right? Where it's like, well, I want to love you.
But we also kind of wonder if you're 1 foot out the door in many respects.
And some of that's fair with some of the stuff we've talked about with credit. But I my reaction was the same as yours last night. I kind of aw shucks it and then was like, all right, I guess we're on to, don't we have Washington next? I guess we're on to Washington. Okay. All right.
Yeah, and I was the one before the game trying to hype it up and trying to make it a big deal and make it a big game. And it's just when it actually went down, I really do think a lot of Cavs fans, I don't know why. I mean, listen, I'm always very impressed with Cleveland and you guys' ability to watch all these games. I think other cities don't do it nearly as well as Cleveland does, especially when it comes to the Cavs and the Guardians. Like, there's a lot of people I know legitimately watch all 82 of these games. There's a lot of people I know for baseball watch all 162. But it felt like last night, you guys only watched the last 2 minutes.
I think that's fair.
I mean, it's so much of the discourse. Maybe all the interesting things happened in the final 2 minutes, but it felt like everyone just bypassed the whole first 3.5 quarters and how that game went down and the cape that Darius even put on to have you in that spot.
And I think in some of that, by the way, I think some of that is that final 3 minutes was so outrageous.
I mean, I can't wait to see the two-minute report because it was one of the worst officiated 2 minutes I think you'll ever see.
It was almost so bad you can't own it.
But it was like makeup calls, too, was the other part of that. So then you're losing it on one end, but then you're like, well, the Rockets do have a point there. And you lost sight of the whole entire thing. And then, like, when Donovan took the shot with 4.5 seconds left, I was ready to rail about that. That was just a bonehead decision in my mind. And then it turns around, and, you know, obviously you'll have a whole other factor with the Darius side of things. It was wildly interesting, but I felt like everyone just watched the final 2 minutes.
216-474-0092. Let's get to Sloppy Joe. Sloppy, Sloppy Joe in Ohio. Sloppy Joe Ohio, as he's called. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, hi. How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, he missed those shots because he was spent. He had nothing left in his legs, and it showed, too, when he took the three-point shot from with 2 seconds left. He didn't even hit the back rim, so he was just spent. You guys are reading into it too much. He was just tired.
I think we both defended him there, Sloppy Joe Heil.
All right. Let you guys take care.
All right, you too.
You take care too, Sloppy Joe.
That's a Sloppy Joe right there.
I want to know how he came up with Sloppy Joe. We talked about adult nicknames.
No, I think he's Sloppy, and he's Joe.
Oh, no. I think that's how that works.
I think Joe's out there.
That's a little on the nose for his friends, right? They're not very creative. They're like, Joe, he's just always sloppy.
Oh, I was talking. I think maybe he's out having a good wet in the whistle a little bit, and I think he's out there.
Well, I thought Jake might have wrote it wrong. He's actually Sleepy Joe.
Oh, he was a little punchy. He was asleep at the wheel because he completely heard the opposite of what we said.
What we said at all.
Yeah, both of us ended up defending Darius in that. I don't really know how you move on from that kind of call.
I don't know that you can.
Yeah. So, but
someone step on a duck.
But do you agree? Like, thank big you, picture, isn't it interesting the reaction to Darius?
Well, I think it's going to be really interesting when we get to the postseason in particular. I think a lot of fans don't know what to do with Darius right now. Last year did a number for a lot of fans. And then now you fast forward to this year and he's been playing like an all-star. But it's not as easy as just sweep it under the rug and say, okay, we're back to embracing you and we're back to loving you. And there's so many people that built up so much sweat equity into Darius being great to then have him be what he was last year. Ask for the trade, not ask for the trade, whatever you want to make into it, and now here we are.
It's just wild that 41 insanely good games by Darius didn't even... It did. It has started to, but didn't erase the taste from last year, which last year's the fluke. Like, when we finally put that to bed, by the way.
Yeah,
last year,
I mean, the way that he's bounced back, yes, but I do think there is a segment of the fan base. But we'll have this with Jared Allen even, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to the postseason, who are you?
216-474-0092. How much stock do you put into Darius missing the two of the last three free throws in yesterday's loss to the Rockets? And more on how JP was right, or was he, about the Rockets game on 92.3 The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.